In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, good morning to you. Two more days to Thanksgiving. So, you know, I'm listening to the update there, Rhea had, and the Joe Buck and Troy Aikman thing, and it's well presented by them. And it's going to be interesting if at any time this year, all I can say, or after this year, if we ever get an answer from Saquon of the sense of satisfaction he's really feeling as it relates to the Giants. He to this point,
he doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
Well, I'm sure he feels it. I don't think he'll say it.
I mean, maybe says it to family and close friends.
Correct.
Or yeah. They're saying it to him.
He's a very, very classy guy, clearly. And so I don't think we'll ever get that answer. But, I mean, James, he's got to be, after everything that he went through for years, they wouldn't give him a line of quarterback, wide receivers, or the contract he wanted. And then when he left, people in New York, not all of them, but people in New York were like, screw this guy.
He burned his jersey.
Yeah, I'm sure he feels it. Now, he also seems like the kind of person who appreciates them drafting him and is grateful for the opportunity. You know what I mean?
I do know, yeah.
So I do think that it's probably a little mixed for him, but I like, anyone would get some level of satisfaction.
Have to.
How could you not?
You have to. All right, what Sirianni said to the guys after the game in the locker room, that and more. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, listening to Brandon Graham earlier, which was just fantastic, so thank you, and thanks to Brandon as well.
Yeah, sure.
I couldn't help but think of that old segment from Sesame Street back when I was a kid. One of these things is not like the other. You take Brandon Graham and then you take the opposite extreme of that is the process.
Yeah.
Out of the fraud franchise in the city. And it's impossible to even compute that those guys are both professional athletes in the same city. That you wow. couldn't be more different and be the same species. It's just unbelievable to me. So
I'll tell you what, Ken, I'm overwhelmed in many cases by some of the things that I hear from Nick and his players. And recently Nick was, I think it was after the Chargers game, you know, they captured the post game. Hey guys, you know, keep your heads down. People are going to be blowing
the Rams
smoke
game?
And all that. Yeah, that's what I meant. After the Rams game, not Chargers. So I thought that was amazing coaching. I thought that was amazing level-headedness by Nick in a refreshing way that was unexpected. But these players, our players, the guys that we love because they go out and whoop people's asses. Like, Brandon Graham this season went out and dominated everyone he faced. In one-on-one matchups, he was 100% sheer ass kicker all year long.
That's right.
And he came in here today and expressed himself in such a delicate way. He was an ass kicker. I've never seen Brandon Graham kick so much ass as he has this season in the first, 11 games of it. And then he came in and was so open and available to us and willing to just let us know he was feeling a certain way.
Vulnerable is the word I think you're looking for.
Yeah, open and vulnerable. And that, like, the trust that he demonstrates in us as a fan base, to just sort of invite us in to his world. I really appreciate that. And I felt so sad for Brandon because it feels like he knows his plight now is he has to try to stay upbeat even though his heart hurts. He has to try to be the guy who's, hooray, let's go get this, guys. And I've been there myself as the IR guy when we go to a Super Bowl where you're doing everything you can to keep your face, sincere.
That's
brutal. The happiness.
Yeah. Well, Ken, it's a moment I look forward to, and I hope it happens. You might remember when the Eagles ran out for Super Bowl 52. I forget which player, but someone had Jason Peters' jersey and was holding it on the run out. And how cool would that be if, Jalen Carter or Jordan Davis, one of those guys, is holding Brandon's jersey?
I do really think we're going to get that, and it's for two reasons in particular. And look, I know this is somehow controversial in this city. We have two really special people in this organization right now, and they're all special in their own way. But we are obviously blessed to have Saquon Barkley, who, if you look at the list of running backs who have rushed for 2,000 yards in a season, Saquon Barkley is averaging more per carry than any of them.
Wow.
He is at the top of that list. He is actually averaging more yards per carry than the Giants' passing offense is averaging per
That's wild.
Wow.
That's wild. And Ken, you're going to say the other is Sirianni, right?
We have a special head coach in this city. I don't know what it's going to take John to open his heart to this. Maybe sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday and being thankful for all the things that we have to be thankful for.
Interesting. All right, Ken, give me an answer. A great addition to a show after season one.
Season five, Jerry Stiller introduces the world to maybe the greatest TV character ever, Frank Costanza.
Wow, answer. Is that deep into the show?
Yeah, I would have guessed like three. I didn't realize it was five.
Wow, that's a great answer, too. I mean, I don't know how the heck we...
I know.
We might need a poll.
We might need a poll. That's a big answer. Speaking of answers, we got the answer as the Eagles released the information on what Sirianni said to the guys in the locker room after the game. And I love this message. Here's Nick Sirianni. After the Eagles got a big-time victory Sunday night, here's what he said to the players.
Guys, that was unbelievable defense. That was unbelievable on offense. Franchise record for Saquon, 255 yards. Now, hey, listen to me. Listen. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game. And everyone's calling you and telling you how f***ing good you are. We have not done
nope.
Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here.
That's a really nice message, man. It really resonates with me. And it reminds me of Doug. You might remember in the playoffs, Doug had that thing, we're not done. What was the next word, James?
Yet.
Correct. We're not done yet. And it was a rallying cry for the Eagles in the postseason, obviously on the way to facing Brady in the Super Bowl. By the way, more from Sirianni. Let's get to what he said Sunday night to the media about Saquon usage. Because, you guys know, we've been talking about it all year. And he keeps trucking along, and he's been fine. I mean, he's been spectacular so far, but fine from the standpoint of no issues have cropped up to slow him down. But that doesn't mean they couldn't. He's on pace right now. This is Saquon. If they play in the Super Bowl and they don't get a bye and they have to play 21 games and he plays them all, he's on pace for 477 touches. That is nuts. I'm just telling you, that's very, very, very rare. 477. Here's what Sirianni said about the usage of Saquon the other day.
You control things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This sport is like any other. This profession, NFL, is like unlike any other professional sport. Like, we got to do whatever we got to do to win each and every game. It's always going to be that way. So if it takes Saquon carrying the ball a bunch of times, then he's going to have to carry it a bunch of times. And then you have to get a chance. We've gotten a chance the last couple weeks, past month or so, through November, to get him out in the fourth quarter. So you try to handle things that way. We're always conscious of it. I think Saquon does a really good job of being able to take himself out at times, and when he's feeling it, and that's why he runs so fast and so hard, and that I think he has a good feel for when he needs to come out, and he comes out. Kenny Gainwell's been going in. Kenny's done a really nice job. I got so much confidence in Kenny when he goes in, and so it's managed a little bit through that. Again, we'll make sure we're very careful with them Monday through Saturday, and we'll do whatever we need to do to win the games.
It's a big issue, and it ties into MVP. It ties into trying to win the Super Bowl. It ties into him potentially passing Dickerson's rushing record.
I think it's amazing when you
look at it. And it ties into the next couple years of Ezekiel's career as well.
Yeah, it's a very complicated issue.
I think it's amazing when you look at the list of all-time touch leaders. All-time touch leaders. Okay. It's incredible just the success of some of these players who got this.
In a season or in their career?
In many cases, both.
Okay.
And in many cases, the team's success. Like when you look at Terrell Davis, 1998, had 417 touches.
And is that Terrell regular season?
Yeah. I believe it's just regular season.
Yeah. Okay, so probably tack on, he's probably up by 500 by the time they play three playoff games.
Oh, so you extrapolated the playoff games out?
477 represents if he plays 21 games at the same pace he's played through 11.
So there are tons of players through the years who've been incredibly successful, and their teams have been incredibly successful, who have had this number of touches.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. Terrell Davis,
the way great players
Terrell
are
Davis
involved
was,
in their offense.
He was also done really early. I mean, that's just a fact. He tore it, Nate came back, wasn't ever the same, and was done quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you an example. Brian Westbrook, 07. So while it was a down year for the Eagles as a team, it was the height of Brian Westbrook's power. 07, he led the NFL in all-purpose yards. He was a monster on the ground. He was a monster catching passes.
He had 368 touches.
That season?
In the regular season.
And he was doing some punt returns. And he may have played in the preseason. I don't have that in front of me. But anyway, it's short of 400. I mean, it's around 400, but short of 400. Saquon, 4-7. Like, here's my point. B West 09, done.
Hold on.
By the time the playoffs came.
That right there.
By the time the playoffs came. Yep.
That would extrapolate out to more than what we're talking about for Saquon.
No, but here's the problem. It's not a problem. It's a good thing. The Eagles are trying to play that game in February. Like, the 07 Eagles are just trying to survive. I mean, they were 5-8 at one point, and then he got to 8-8, and that was it.
I'm just saying, I look at this list. Deuce Staley, 1999, had 366 carries.
Yeah, but John, they were 5-11.
Once upon a time. Ricky Waters in 1999. That was in Seattle.
Yeah, but
my point is, once upon a time, everyone did this. I would love to see this get more the norm, and I think it is coming back, swinging back to where this will be more the norm.
Couple things. Everyone didn't do this from this standpoint. You have 17 games now, and you have four playoff games. Like, when John Riggins would do his thing, some of those seasons there were 14 games. This is a different...
Okay.
This is a different... So, and here's the other thing. I saw with my eyes, John, you saw it, James, you saw it, and Rhea, you saw it. Miles Sanders 2 years ago was at his worst at the end. He was. It's a fact.
But they're different
Miles
body
Sanders
types.
Miles Sanders was not good.
But Miles Sanders was pretty
Miles
good
Sanders,
that regular season, man.
Oh, come on.
No, he was. I'm not taking that away from him.
Average. He was good.
No, he was good.
1,300 yards rushing.
He had a really nice year. Did he have an advantage with an offensive line? Sure. But we saw Miles Sanders at the end be at his worst. So, the Saquon thing is, and here's what I'll say about B West 09. By the time the playoffs came, he was cooked.
Yeah, but cooked. If you're looking at Saquon now, he doesn't have the appearance of somebody being
I agree.
Derrick Henry is 31 years old.
I know.
I mean, the Titans You want to talk about overuse.
I know.
That guy's a maniac with
his body.
Well,
how about this, Factory? And this is, to me, I thought this was a disgrace by Saban. In Derrick Henry's last two games at Alabama, he had 95 carries.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
That is.
It's disgraceful.
But I mean, but there's, you know, it also comes down to...
But he's also a freak in nature, and not everybody is. Maybe Saquon will be.
And he spends $1 million on his body every year. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't eat every day during the season until 4 o'clock. He eats between, like, 4
right.
and 6. He's nuts when it comes
yeah.
to that.
I guess what I'm getting at is the Derrick Henrys and the Frank Gore of the worlds are more the exception. And
yeah, Derrick Henry is like the exception
right.
for what he does yeah. and the way he goes about it.
Yeah, yeah. So, look, I mean, it's something they're going to have to figure out, but it sounds like they're just going to keep riding Saquon. And hopefully the Eagles in some of these games get big leads and can pull them out early.
And I would suggest he keep running free.
It is nowhere close to over the top in terms of, like, abusive, impossible for him to keep up with from a running back perspective. We've seen lots of... These historically
not lots.
Great players.
You keep saying lots. It's not lots. There's not a lot of guys with 477 carries.
Well, touches. I'm looking at Terrell Davis, like, man, Curtis Martin repeatedly, LaDainian Tomlinson repeatedly, Amon Green even. There are guys who were up there. Ricky Waters was up there a ton. You want to talk about Emmitt Smith. Holy
cow. Well, Emmitt was a machine. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sherry in Doylestown. Sherry, good morning. Sherry. All right, Sherry is not ready to go. We talked to Ed. He's in Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
What a great song. Oh, Sherry. Oh, Sherry.
A tremendous song.
Holy cow. The power in his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Perry.
Yeah,
oh, Sherry.
I'm well aware. All right, Ed in Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
And that was Joe Perry, not Journey. That was his side project, right?
Yeah, that
I believe
Steve
so.
Perry.
Steve Perry, yeah.
Joe Perry is the guitarist
for Aerosmith.
Not as good a singer.
No, definitely not.
Seems very quiet.
Off to an amazing start today. so I couldn't bring myself to listen to the Brandon Graham interview. I was in a very good but vulnerable place. He has spoken a lot about, you know, getting to spend more time with his kids. And yesterday I had a whole day with my eldest daughter and we did all sorts of fun things. And she just, every last thing she said was so, like, genuine and sweet. And I had multiple John Ritchie moments where I just, like, had to go around the corner. And so,
you had to walk around the corner and you were holding it back.
Yeah, but it was so wonderful, though.
That is really great for you. But was she okay with that?
She was bouncing on a trampoline. She could have cared less. But
okay, good.
Anyway.
That's beautiful,
man. So I'll listen to it eventually in the privacy of my own home. But so interesting thing about Saquon's situation. And, you know, I know they have him for 3 years and 2 years are guaranteed. And I know the limited shelf life, and he has a lot of carries this year. But do you think it would behoove the Eagles maybe, like, in the off season to give him – to make that third year fully guaranteed, maybe with a slight raise as an act of goodwill? Because I know it's not Saquon's personality to kind of hold this against him, kind of like what T.O. did in 05. But I think it may, you know, just to kind of nip it in the bud to make policy add a year, but –
Look, a couple thoughts, Ed. So first off, the guarantee thing I'm definitely against. Like, let's make the whole contract guaranteed because, you know, we've seen a couple times now, and there haven't been many players, but it can be a disaster. Deshaun Watson's a disaster. Kirk Cousins has the chance to be a disaster. So I'm not into that. That's number one. I did think recently, could they look to bump him out another year and bump him up a little bit? Maybe. My inclination is they won't do it unless Saquon asks for it. And then it gets tricky based on the degree to which you think, if he does, that it would be a problem. But I tend to think that won't be necessary. And that's the best of all worlds for the Eagles, that you don't have to do anything. Just say, show up next year and let's rock and roll again.
Yeah, it does seem to be a fairly priced contract as it is, but...
I mean, the thing of it, let me give you two facts. One, Saquon makes less than Bryce Huff. Two...
Oh, that's so
here's
sad.
Two. You ready for this? You really want to laugh?
Oh, that's terrible.
He makes... Saquon's whole deal is, like, way less than Joel Embiid makes in one season.
Well, in, like, what, three games?
Think about that. Saquon's three seasons, he makes significantly less... than Joel makes for this season. Forget the next three after this. Makes you sick.
How about this? Taiwan Walker makes more money in a season than Saquon. How about that?
Thanks for the pick-me-up, guys.
And it's guaranteed. All right, so let's Taiwan, no matter what he does, yeah. No matter how he refuses to cooperate or throw or try.
Ed, we're going to keep this conversation between ourselves. We don't want Saquon's agent to hear this, okay? Ed, give me a great answer for someone who added to his show.
Kind of called Tony on a lot of his BS, but he was no Boy Scout himself. How about Ralphie Cifaretto?
Great answer.
Oh, man, that's phenomenal. Another big answer. Oh, it's a huge answer. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
Do you like the song, Oh, Sherry? Sherry?
I do.
Would you say it's like a top five song all time for you?
There's a couple. No, that's not a top five. No.
All right, Sherry, what do you got for us on the Eagles?
So I called in earlier, and I was on my way to work. I'm in Giant territory right now, on my way to work in Doylestown. So I am here at work. And I wanted to describe to you Saquon, because we keep telling the Giants how stupid they are and how bad they were and bad choices. We got a really great bottle of champagne, and we got to uncork it. Because we had the right folks around it. And he is just all the bubbles in a bottle of champagne over the edge of a really great glass and sitting around and having cigars and champagne and watching it all go
down.
Just
make sure you save some of that for February, though, you know. Like, Sherry, let me put it this way. When the Sixers made the finals in 2001, I popped champagne at that moment. They beat the Bucks in Game 7. I popped champagne because I knew that was probably going to be the chance to pop champagne. You know, because the Lakers were, you know, the Lakers. This Eagles thing could go all the way. So make sure you save a little bit for the, you know, the Super Bowl.
I will definitely have multiple bottles of champagne and bourbon and great cigars waiting for February on Broad Street.
There you go. So will Bill Clinton, but that's a whole nother matter. All right,
please.
Sherry, give me an answer in addition to a show.
So the great quote of this gentleman, and I'm going to age myself a little bit, is horse hockey.
Okay. And do we know that? Who's that?
Why didn't you wait for her to say who it was? Why?
I thought she said the character is horse hockey.
No, she said the great quote from this character is horse hockey.
Oh, I thought she said the name of the character was horse hockey.
No, she said this great. You got to listen.
Yeah, it's all right.
Wow. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
was it going to be? Don Knotts or something?
Who says horse hockey?
I don't know. We could have found out if you'd given her two more seconds.
All right. Well, my fault. All right. Bad job. Someone look up horse hockey and tell us.
Oh, Sherry is not happy.
No, I feel bad about that. John, does Bill Clinton get to say so close but no cigar? Like, is he allowed? Do you think since 98 he has ever said the words? So close, but no cigar.
Yes, and I think it's probably been met with a variety of responses.
That would be classic.
I'm sure that when he says that in...
A little smirk on his face?
I'm sure that when he says that in... Well, I don't even want to get
We'll let it
that.
Go.
Yep.
All right, Turkey Bowl tomorrow on WIP. If you're into prayer, say a prayer for us. Because somehow we got to, you know... Make it a good broadcast. And
got some homework to do tonight, huh?
James, just get ready to point. It's number 28, Smith. It's Smith or Jackson or Jones or something like that. Now, we'll do a pretty good job tomorrow. Notice I didn't say a truly spectacular job. We'll lean in.
We will do a serviceable job.
Well, I hope we're a little better. What are you saying? We're Willie Green?
I'm just following your lead, buddy.
We're a shooting guard that should really be a bench player? I mean, come on now. All right, so Turkey Bowl tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Be tuned if you get a chance. And we really, all jokes aside, we look forward to featuring Camden Catholic and Paul the Sixth. Also, Saquon, let's get to this reality. So MVP odds. John, I got them stacked up here. A couple different odds that are out. Different books. And so, for the most part, Saquon is third for MVP probability, I guess you'd call it. So, Josh Allen 1, Lamar Jackson 2, and in a lot of spots, Saquon 3, but in some spots, it is Jared Goff 3. So, the way it's ranked is generally Josh Allen clearly 1, Lamar 2, Saquon normally 3, Goff normally 4, although that flips sometimes, Mahomes 5, and then you fall off a cliff. Then you get to Justin Herbert and... you got Jalen. Well, it's pretty far down. Justin Herbert and some, Jalen and some, Burrow, blah, 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 blah. Basically, so what the heck happened to Derrick Henry? He's just not getting the running back love because...
No running backs get love. This Saquon thing is miraculous. It's because he had this unbelievable game on national television. But again, running back, this is so unique. Running backs don't... Again, up until prior to that last game, he was behind Sam Darnold. Heading into the Rams game, he was behind Sam Darnold.
Think about someone who bet it a week ago.
I know. It was like the odds were way out there.
That's the Think power about that. Of the only game that's playing for the entire nation.
Well, that helps. But it's
you
not.
Know, there
it's,
are a lot of guys who would talk about that above all else, guys. Hey, it's Monday night. Hey, it's Sunday night. Hey, guys, it's the only game.
Look, Sirianni talked about it in his locker room speech. He said everyone saw
it. There are players
that's his
who
point.
Are motivated by this idea more than any other. I'm telling you, this is the big time. This is the bright lights. This
I will
is
say,
as close to the Super Bowl or the postseason as you can get.
It used to be a bigger deal, though, because it used to basically be only Monday Night Football. Now you got Thursday games, you got Thanksgiving, you got three of them, you got the Saturday games at the end of the year, you got Sunday Night. I don't know when Sunday Night Football started, but it's a way bigger deal than it used to be. NBC's done a wonderful job. Remember it used to be on TNT with Mike Patrick and...
Oh my
I
God,
didn't
yeah.
remember that
forgot.
Guy.
No, I but totally I, forgot.
I
about
told
that.
You
yeah.
the story of when I fumbled.
I think about with hockey, Mike Patrick. Wasn't he a hockey
story.
Guy too?
That's a different guy, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
When I was a rookie and I fumbled up at the Kingdom, in Seattle, that was Sunday Night Football.
Well, the good news is no one saw it because no one used to watch Sunday Night Football.
Really?
Well, sort of.
That would be good.
Joking a little bit.
It was embarrassing. I fumbled the ball to Daryl Ashmore. Our right tackle, who recovered it in the end zone. So I thought it was all good.
It was an assist.
I thought it was no big deal.
Sure.
And then apparently a lot of people did watch.
Big
a
deal
lot
for
more
Gruden.
People did watch than I realized, and it was more of a deal for Gruden.
I get it. All right, phones we go. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Mike in Brewery Town right now. Mike, good morning, pal.
Morning, guys. How's everybody?
Doing well, Mike.
Excited about the birds, Mike.
What's that?
Very excited about the birds is my answer to how I'm doing.
I love to hear that. So I'll tell you, I called in a few weeks ago before the Washington game, and I was one of the few people that were like, I don't know. I'm not 100% sold on the Eagles being Super Bowl contender. And man, was I wrong. And I'm a man to admit when I'm wrong, and I was completely wrong. I mean, obviously, their defense.
So was I. So was I, Mike.
Like, I feel good about being wrong. Now, obviously, as a Philly fan of any sport, I always have, you know, that in the back of my mind of just bad things that can happen, like BG, you know, that's really going to hurt us. I definitely believe that. Yeah. But, you know, I am going on record today. And I'm the complete opposite as I was a few weeks back. And I'm Super Bowl or bust. I think that's where I'm at right now. Like, I just don't know if after this year we could look this pretty and play this well and be this tight niche, you know, over the next few years, you know? So I think
they can be, Mike. I do. I don't see something that's so dramatic, like, that would, you know, anything can happen, obviously, but I think they're in a pretty good spot. Look, the thing that amazes me and how he deserves an incredible amount of credit, and I don't know how he does it. How do you, so often, they had it in 22, they had it in 17, they have it again. How do you have so many good players all on the same team in a salary cap world? And it's not like his rookie, like 17 rookie QB contract, 22 rookie QB contract. How do you have Hurts signed, Saquon signed, all these great offensive linemen?
Well, part of it is Jeffrey Lurie spends more money than any other owner.
With the signing bonuses?
Yeah. So they had that list that came out. It was like a year ago. It was the last decade, the amount of money owners had spent on contracts, like outside of the salary cap. Extra money. And Lurie was easily number one.
Well,
easily.
Good for him. And because, Mike, the Eagles are, it's almost like they not break NFL rules, break norm. When I say rules, like, they're paying two wide receivers, they're paying a tight end, they're paying a running back all on a second or third contract in their career. Quarterback's got a huge deal. Now, the defense obviously is less than some other defenses.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't feel
like
yourself.
Slay gets paid. I mean, BG last year at least made money, not as much this year. But
You know, I wonder if they're like a 70-30 split between offense and defense.
Like
maybe 80, maybe 80-20.
Yeah, I think it's got to be something like that.
Tackles,
and the linebackers aren't getting paid. Jalen Carter's not getting paid big money. Not yet.
Right. It might be even greater than 70-30.
We'll have to ask that to Elliot. It could be 80-20. It could be more. It could be. That's wild. All right, Mike, give me a great answer in addition to a show.
Yeah, and wait, one last thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I feel like I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it too much, but how about that battle between Mailata and the
dude, that was nuts, man. You know, I give that guy credit for being small and knocking him over. That was almost
shocking to watch.
It was shocking.
It was shocking. I was like, wait, and they did the replay. I'm like, oh my God, he really like bowled him over.
He must have caught him in a moment with some balance off.
It looked like he wasn't, exactly.
He
wasn't set.
Had to have.
Oh, it was so good. But anyway, I'll give you guys my character. I'm actually going to, Dr. Gina took my thunder, but I'm going to one-up Dr. Gina. And I'm going to go with this character came in, not as a replacement, but just as a whole new narrative, Frasier in Cheers.
Oh yeah,
big
Frasier,
answer.
Season 3. Yeah, and why it worked so good was the psychologist element. Him being able to evaluate the other patrons at Cheers. And that was season 3. That was a big one right there. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red tag bonus cash on every new Armin Chevrolet Equinox. And soon, together let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, John, the poll question. MVP, as of now, between Saquon, Josh Allen, Lamar, and Patrick Mahomes, how do you think, John, people vote it?
So it's Patrick. Boy, I just don't know how this would be split up.
I'm shocked that you're struggling so much.
Me too.
We're not in Baltimore, Kansas City, or Buffalo. I mean, let me just say
Is it really that biased?
86% Saquon.
Oh, my gosh. I did not expect it. I thought there would be, for some reason, more of a quarterback bias because there has historically been. I mean, the quarterback hasn't won it since 2012.
But it was not who will win. We didn't ask who will win. We said who should win. Yeah.
Here's where this poll would be more interesting, national today. You know, if this is done across the nation today, and I don't know what the results would be. I mean, Josh Allen's leading probability, so maybe it'd be him.
Yeah.
Anyway, Saquon 86, Josh Allen 9, Lamar 4, and Patrick Mahomes 1%. So,
well, great. Wow.
Pretty well.
That's outstanding.
Pretty incredible
Mahomes
results.
Gets a 1% vote.
Yeah, but don't discount that guy. I mean, he's Mahomes. All right, let's go. Maybe not so much for MVP, but just this season.
He could very well still win the Super Bowl.
Don't discount Patrick Mahomes when it comes to winning Super Bowls. Okay, thanks.
Who's the last to win three in a row in sports? The four main sports, the last to win three in a row.
Was it Shaq and Kobe?
Probably is. Let's figure this out. Because
the Giants never, they won each other year.
Football, it hasn't happened in the Super Bowl era.
It's definitely the Yankees at the end of the 90s. That's the last time it happened.
That's right. And then hockey.
Tampa Bay won two. I think they got to a third, but I don't think they won it, right?
Three in a row. My God, it might be the Islanders in the early 80s.
I think.
Because Gretzky got broken up 84, 83,
yeah, and
84,
Pittsburgh
85.
Only won two in a row with Lemieux.
Yep. Crosby didn't do it. Wow. I don't think Detroit did it. Jersey didn't do it. Okay. Wow. Boy, the Islanders of the early 80s, that's a forgotten all-time
forgotten.
Team.
Forgotten. LaFontaine. I mean,
not LaFontaine. What? Not LaFontaine. Get that out of here.
Wasn't he on that team?
Come on. Dennis Potvin. Know your history. Mike Bossy. Come on, man. Let's go to Dan in Williamstown. Dan, sometimes they got a school seltzer, and he knows a lot.
Well,
but
they're a forgotten team. That's the reason.
But, Dan, it goes to show you the greatness of who, Dan?
The Hammer!
Hello, Dan.
The Hammer! Good morning, guys. What's up? How are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
So I just wanted to start off by saying Brandon Graham, man, what a grown man. You know what I mean? What a grown man.
Yep.
Very awesome humble, guy, very man. Gentle, very grateful to have him here in Philadelphia. And maybe for another year, hopefully.
Agreed.
I feel optimistic on that front, Dan. Like, I of course, no one knows for sure. He doesn't even know, but man.
I think he will.
The way he played this year, he had a lot left.
Young pup. He's a young pup. My dad sees him every weekend. My dad works the games and always talks to Brandon Graham. He always takes time out for my dad, talks to him. He's a good guy.
That's so so true.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I wanted to say about the Ravens last night. I watched that game. I honestly think they are a tier below us. I don't think they have the weapons we have. I watched the game last night. I think they play very sloppy, and they get very lucky. A couple of them touchdowns were luck.
I like that they have a short week. I like that it feels like while they have speed on the outside, I like that we have youth and speed also. You know,
and they have a couple of injuries too. So, you know, I think we take care of them. I mean, it's going to be a tight game, but I think we're a tier above them, guys. I also think that
their defense is not, when you look at some of the statistics on the Eagles, like, man, we are racking them up.
Yeah.
Like seven games this season, we've allowed 20 points or less. Four games this season, we've allowed under 300 total yards. That's crazy stuff. The Ravens, their defense, they're average. Their defense is nowhere. It's not like it normally is in Baltimore, which is sort of surprising. They've got the running quarterback who's amazing. They've got a running back who is bigger and stronger and faster than everyone. It feels similar to the build in our offense to some degree, but their defense is nowhere close to ours.
Their offense don't have weapons like we do. I mean, I think their number one receiver would be easy number two on our team.
Yeah. Or three.
Besides that,
I'd take them. I would love to have them for a three.
All right, Dan, give me an answer. Great addition to a show.
Danny DeVito, when he came to Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Great answer. That's a great answer.
How far into it is that?
Second season. Second.
Wow. See, I didn't know that because I know he's a big character in that.
He watched the show the first season. He saw it, and he was like, I have to be a part of that. And he reached out to the guys and said, I want to be a part of it. Yeah.
That is a holy cow. All right, I like it. All right, with that, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Just watched our next opponent in the Ravens. And yes, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry is Derrick Henry. But our birds are on a roll. And this Ravens team, it is a good team, but they can be beaten. Time's yours.
Well, they can be beaten for sure, but I will tell you, they may be in the same tier as the Eagles. They might not be, but I don't take this game lightly at all. I mean, the Ravens are a very good football team.
A lot of discussion over the station about preserving Saquon, his touches, and he's one of the main reasons why we're winning. That's why he's getting all these touches, is because he makes spectacular things happen, and we score points. So I don't want to limit those to win games that we haven't played in the future and not worry about the NFC title game or Super Bowl right now. So keep feeding him the rock.
Look, it's to be considered. I'm not saying what you're saying is crazy talk, but you know what I'm saying is also not crazy talk, because you don't want to see him be at his worst at the end of the year.
Yeah, I just want to call in and say, you know, how fortunate I am to have been born in Philadelphia and be a lifelong Philadelphia fan, aside from the Sixers. The Eagles organization is unbelievable. I mean, how many organizations can lose a Hall of Fame center and possibly Hall of Fame defensive tackle in the same offseason and not skip a beat? It's unbelievable. Proud to be a Philadelphian, no doubt.
All right, let me ask this question. Does Howie have a chance, despite the Bryce Huff thing, of another executive of the year?
Yes.
You think he's...
Because of the Saquon thing. I think the Saquon thing is such a big story. I mean, he was the biggest acquisition of the offseason.
Yeah. You know,
him
even
and Derrick Henry.
Even though money-wise, it was chump change.
Totally.
I mean, that Burns
Derrick
guy...
Henry got a one-year deal involved. Derrick Henry, I think it was like a one-year deal with like an option.
Yeah. But maybe older.
But I'm just saying, like, those are probably the two best acquisitions of the offseason.
If Bryce Huff doesn't play the rest of the year, maybe Howie will hope nobody remembers.
Exactly right.
Brandon Graham, what can you say about the guy? You overcame the boos early on. You had Pro Bowl years. You made the most important play in the history of our franchise. Then you continue to play at a high level. And then this happens, and you're the one putting your arms around us saying, it's going to be all right. You're one special man, bro. Love you.
Well said.
Very well said. And he did accept the hug, John. I had to hug him.
Yeah.
I went in gentle. You know, I didn't want to hurt him.
You went in gentle.
I'm sure he appreciates your gentleness.
The gentle hammer.
Yeah.
Is that it, James? That's all you got? All right, with that.
Oh, man.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
And I know I pack a punch. I am, after all,
the hammer!
But, you know, I got to look out, you know, for our guy here. Yeah, be careful with him.
One thing on the Ravens thing with like the over, you know, oh, we're so much better ever.
Yep.
So Lamar Jackson lost his first two games ever against NFC teams. Since then, he's 23-1 against NFC opponents in his career.
Yeah.
23-1 against the NFC. It's pretty wild.
That is really incredible. And he's fun to watch. He's a very fun player to watch. He's so unconventional. You know, and he's improved as a passer. He's still not great at it, but he's improved a lot as a passer and as a runner. I mean, him and Vic are the two best of all time. Who's better, John? They're different styles.
Good question.
Vic or Lamar for best running QB ever?
Lamar's a better quarterback, I think we could say now at this point.
I would agree with that totally. Totally agree with that.
Mike Vic was at a real disadvantage in my mind being left-handed, and I'm left-handed.
Why?
I personally despise catching a left-handed pass.
It's got to look very different. Every ball you're ever thrown is right. There's so few lefties.
I hear that you get used to it, and it just, there's just a period of adjustment, and everything else is fine. Yeah. But, man, it just feels like it's not quite as easy for everyone else when you're a lefty. There are times where it would throw me off. You know, the ball is, it's just spinning the wrong way.
Well, that was,
and you account for it with the way that you catch. And it's just when you've done it 20 years one way, it's just sort of weird.
Well, that was one of Belichick's theory with having a left-handed punter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he wanted a punter that it would make
a difference.
Yeah, wild.
He would only use a left-footed punter because he felt like, hey, if it gives us any advantage at all, it could cause one muffed punt because a guy is not used to catching it spinning the wrong way.
So, James, I need an answer. Vic or Lamar? Vic, I think, was better galloping. Lamar is better between the tackles.
I think that's what it is. I mean, I think Vic was probably faster at like top end speed.
I agree.
But I think Lamar, I mean, I feel like I've seen more Lamar runs where I'm like, wow, how did he kind of maneuver his way through that?
He did one last night that was like ridiculous. You're like, where is he? All of a sudden he's in the end zone.
He goes in between people.
Yes.
You know, and
he's shiftier than Vic
was. Vic went around people more. All right, we need to come up with a winning answer. Man, this is not going to be easy. For best addition to a show.
I'm thinking about the answers. I don't know how we pick
them. All right, so after season one, when someone is added to a show, and we've got great answers today.
No Sam McKinney from Different Strokes.
Mr. D!
That's right, Joe.
All right, Newman from Seinfeld. The Night King. from Game of Thrones. Leon Black from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Newman's really good.
I mean, I think Leon
Black.
Leon's big. We got the Kirstie Alley answer in Cheers, Rebecca Howe. We've got Frank Costanza's big.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Ralph Cifarelli's big. Colonel Potter's big.
Man, these are great
Frasier's big. And the Danny DeVito character.
Frasier.
Poldemar, James?
Yeah, I honestly don't even know what to say here. I'm going to vote for that one. Yeah, exactly.
We'll figure it out tomorrow. We'll figure it out tomorrow through everyone voting, and we'll assess, and you'll assess, and we'll ultimately have a winning answer. All right, Turkey Bowl tomorrow. Sirianni on our program tomorrow, and a lot more as well, which includes Ron Jaworski and more. Everyone, excuse me, not Jaws, Ross Tucker and more tomorrow. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. Soak in this Saquon thing. You know, stuff like this doesn't happen often. This is one of the really high times of the player ever.
We should feel
in Philly
very,
sports.
Very fortunate.
I agree,
really.
Man. I agree.
We are the envy of the other 31 teams.
Might be the best season any Philadelphia athletes had since Grover Cleveland 1915. Look it up. That's Alexander Seltzer. Just look that guy up sometime when you get a chance. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next. By the way, if you missed the Brandon Graham interview, I strongly encourage you. Check it out on the Odyssey app. He was amazing. It's going to be worth it. You checking it out. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next.